Farmers in the West Gonja district have expressed gratitude to the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, for introducing the Panna 53 hybrid maize variety, which will improve their income. A farmer, Abukari Zakaria, said this at Damango during an inspection of some farms by a team from SADA to see progress of work and to hear from farmers implementing the new concept. We bring you a news desk report.
The chief executive officer of SADA, Alhaji Gilbert Edi, expressed satisfaction about the greener nature of most of the farms, which he said denoted high-yielding crops. Throwing more light on the new project, he said at the beginning of this year's farming season, seeds of the hybrid maize were given to farmers to cultivate 16,000 hectares of farmlands as a pilot project. Plowing, fertilizers and technical services were equally provided. Alhaji Edi said the investments made in the farms will be deducted from the farmers after harvest, but plowing and technical services were provided free of charge. The West Gonja District Director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Isahaku Al-Hassan, said the Panna 53 hybrid maize seed was brought into the country from South Africa. He said farmers needed to apply an average of 7 bags of fertilizer per acre, and at harvest time, they could make between 25 and 30 bags per acre compared to the traditional maize varieties where farmers get between 10 and 15 bags. Mr. Hassan appealed to SADA to continue implementing such crop varieties for farmers to offset their poverty and urged more farmers to embrace the concept.
That was a news desk report.